G'day, Richard Sweatman. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Dave Moore. How you doing?
I'm very well, very well. On this freezing cold morning.
Yeah, it's a bit sunny outside. It's a bit quiet here in the hub today. Our trainees are off at the G8 conference.
Yes.
Which is not the one with the world leaders.
No.
Only gospel leaders.
Only gospel leaders.
Not very famous.
Which is that? So. That's why we're not there, because they're the new gospel leaders, the new generation.
That's right. G8, it stands for the Group of Eight States and Territories, I think.
Mm.
And I'm excited for them. I told them to have a good time, learn heaps.
Now, if you're listening to this, then you might feel like this sounds like two old people having a chat about the weather and about what the young people are up to these days. And if you could see the sweater that Richard Sweatman is wearing at the moment, then all your preconceived ideas about Richard as an old man would be...
My wife knit me this sweater. This
really?
Is fantastic.
Yeah. It is a wonderful sweater.
It's the first time it's coming out this winter.
Really?
So, yeah, it's brand new. So I'm very excited to be wearing it today.
There we go.
Yeah. Look out, HBCers. You see me rocking a sweater.
All right, we should get down to it. Maturity Podcast, we're trying to help growth group leaders improve and be great leaders for the sake of the kingdom and the people in their group.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a series about leading.
Yeah, we talked last week about how just get that idea across to growth group leaders that you are a leader, that you have responsibility for someone. I think we use the image of like you could go up to someone's door and knock on it and walk in.
Yeah.
As a leader.
Yeah, you've got a certain permission. They have given you permission to lead them and to speak into their life.
Yeah.
And so they expect it, they want it, do it.
Yeah, that's right. That was the simple message. So today we're going to talk about pastoring people older than you.
Right.
Especially in growth group situation.
Yeah.
Because it's a conversation I've had a few times where I've encouraged people to lead growth groups. And they're nervous about being the youngest person in the group or having many people older than them in their group. And or they're already in the situation and they're not sure how to deal with it. So I thought, this would be a good one to talk through. And I remember you telling me something once.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
Only recently in the last couple of years have you no longer been the youngest person in the group. This is like standard for you for most of your life. You're at the tipping point now.
Yeah, from the first year out of high school, every group I led, I was one of the youngest members in it. Except for there was a men's group that I used to help lead. And there was one week where the pastor who normally led it, he said, okay, guys, I can't be here next week, but Dave's going to lead it. So I was this young 18-year-old guy. There's these guys in their 30s and 40s.
Wow. Yeah.
And he said, he's going to lead it next week. And so I turned up and no one came.
That was, they couldn't.
But that was a big age difference. No, and it was that they really did have things on. They were very sorry and that sort of thing. But, yes, I've always had older people in my group. Sort of, have you? What's your experience of having to lead people?
Yeah, it's been a mix. I've certainly had older people in my group. I'm sort of at that tipping point now at 41. It's my age now.
Struggling. Remember.
I've always struggled to remember my age. I can remember the year of my birth and I often have to do basic addition to figure out my age. Mixed experience. I've got a few ideas.
So yeah. What do you think it is? Just before we get into how to do it, just help. Why do you think people are nervous about leading people older than, having people in their group older than them and them feeling like the leader?
Well, I think it's often, when I talk to people, it's the value people give to life experience.
Yes, okay.
Which is right.
Yes.
So it's partly life experience, partly life situation. So, people have had many years life experience, they might be wiser, they might look wiser, could be a gap there. And younger leaders are intimidated that they might have something to tell them or teach them or set some example for them.
Yeah.
So, intimidating. And the other thing is life situation. So say you're a younger woman leading a group of mothers or something, and you think to yourself, how could I possibly teach them, show them things, instruct them in being a wife or a mother or something like that.
Mm. So both of those are about experience, really. It's either you've got more life experience than I do, and therefore you're somehow, you know something that I don't know, or you've got more experience than I do, and therefore I don't know something that you take for granted.
Yeah, there's that gap there. And just as a little aside, I think someone's pointed out to me, it's helpful to talk about life situation rather than life stage.
Yes.
Because, say, if we think of getting married or having kids as a life stage, it implies that if you don't get married or have kids, you have somehow not progressed the stages of life.
Yeah.
Which is wrong, because the Bible tells us singleness is good.
Yes.
We try to use the word life situation.
Yeah, life circumstance.
Situation, circumstance. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's really helpful. So I think it's helpful to tease those out, that the idea that we naturally give value to people's experience. And I wonder if part of the problem can be that we can attach too much value to people's experience. So there is something there, and I know you've got a couple of verses you want to have a look at. What I've found is that I've never met an older person in my groups who I haven't seen make stupid decisions in their age.
Yeah, wow.
So every older person in my groups, I've seen them in the midst of decisions that they have made in their wisdom, in their experience, that were just stupid decisions. And what we can do is we can think we're leading people in life studies when we're not. We're leading people in Bible studies.
Yeah.
And the Bible speaks to everyone regardless of age. And the best, if you have an older person in your group who is really wise, then they will be the easiest person for you to lead.
Mm.
They will be repentant. They will be open. They will be humble.
Yeah.
So either you're going to have someone in your group who's old and wise, and they're going to be a breeze. They're going to be lovely.
Mm.
Or you're going to have someone who's old and not wise, and they're going to be just as hard as everyone else in the group.
Yeah. Man, that's profound. And that's quite serious as well. That's hard, years of seeing older people make foolish decisions.
Yeah. And it's surprising because you realize, I thought you wouldn't do that.
Mm.
Why did I think that? Only because you're older. No. That's all. It's no reason.
Mm.
Age is not a reason to think someone is more godly.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that. As someone in my 40s, I still feel like a bit like a silly 20-year-old.
Yep.
Even though the body's changing. I think most people tell you that, don't they? I still think the 90s was like just a short time ago.
All right. Well, what things were you thinking? How does the Bible?
I've just got two verses on this one.
Yeah.
So 2 Timothy.
Hmm.
Hang on. No, 1 Timothy says chapter 5 verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Just keep that in mind.
Mm.
The other one is, do not let people look down on you because of your youth. Where's that, Dave?
I thought it was 2 Timothy.
Yeah.
We've come very well prepared for this, you can see.
I have been into...
Yes.
You got it?
No. I was just making noise for our listeners.
Yeah.
As you look for it, the first thing to say about the...
Here it is. Oh, it's 1 Timothy 4, verse 12.
Oh.
Just before that other one. It's on the same page. Don't let anyone... Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because of you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, and faith, and purity.
Right.
Two verses.
Yeah.
So... First one, there is a sensitivity to age in the Bible.
Yes.
It doesn't just flatten it out.
No.
So that's why we're doing this podcast. First one, 4 verse 12 is very encouraging for younger leaders. Don't let people look down on you. which is something you've had to put into practice over the years with older group members. So that's a bit back, coming down to that be to the leader. Even if they're older than you, still be the leader.
Yes.
Still invite to ask them things, pray for them, share the Bible with them. And it's got the value of example. Set the example for the believers in speech, conduct, in love and faith.
Yes.
So you don't come in there as your authority, like I'm a growth group leader and I'm appointed growth group leader, therefore I'm going to tell you stuff. The strength comes in setting an example.
So I've had a situation where an older person in a group saw an example and said, "Oh, that's just because you're young and excited."
They were looking down at you.
Yeah.
Because of your youth.
Yeah. And so I had to have a conversation with them about why being excited about Jesus is not something that Jesus wants only young people to do.
Yeah, good on you.
There's that potential for people who are older to, what they're doing there is actually, it's not just they're looking down on you, they are using you to keep God's word at arm's length.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from you. And so when it says, don't let people look down on you, I think what it's referring to, as you teach the word, present the word to them.
Yeah.
Preach the word in season, out of season. Yeah. Don't let them dismiss the word because of you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what verse 13 goes on, to devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, preaching and teaching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep going in that. One's don't let people look down on you, set the example, preach and teach.
Yeah.
And chapter 5, don't be harsh in your rebuke of an older man. There's something about that, I think, let's explore that with older people. As you do want to approach them about stuff or teach them things, there's a certain respect.
Yes.
That you need to show.
Yes. And it is partly cultural that we live in a society that rightly understands that people who are older have lived longer. So when we do feel that sense that this person has lived longer, they feel that as well.
Yeah. But
they go, well, why? I have lived longer than you. Why are you telling me this? There is an element of that. But the response to that is not, don't say anything. The response is, say it with respect.
Yeah.
Say it. Would you say it differently to someone younger than you?
Yeah, I think so. I would, not that this has happened to me very often or at all, I can't think, but I would certainly spend plenty of time with an older person, listening to them, hearing about where they come from, where their stories, and often their stories are very complex because there's been so much time to accumulate complexity in their lives. So listen, plenty of time, and then I would make suggestions and invite them to think about the situation. So rather than say, this is how it is, I'd be saying, let me point out this and this and this. What do you think? Is there anything in what I'm going?
Yeah.
And invite them to make that discovery themselves. And I suppose with that humility, me open to that I could be wrong. I've misinterpreted the situation.
Yeah.
That's how I would see gentleness working out.
Yeah, I think so. I think that as people get older, the grey area gets bigger. I'm not just meaning the hair, like the complexities of issues that they have increases, and so the need for wisdom to come into play in lots of areas. So there is still sin, there is still repentance, that sort of thing. But for how does this part of God's word apply to where they are at the moment, when they have got parents and children and grandchildren and work and all these different relationships, how does wisdom look for them is actually more complex than it is for the 19-year-old Pave Moore who, you know, you can just say, hey, dude, you've been an idiot.
Yeah, and your problem is the same as every other problem that happens to every other kid that comes through here.
That's right. It's not grey. It's pretty black and white. Yeah. You just need to do this.
We'll talk about that more next year, week in Pastoring Young Dave Moore's So, yeah, the complexity and awareness of that insight. And as you talk to people, you do realize it. You realize, wow, this person has got grown-up kids who have maybe they've fallen away, or there's divorce, yeah, or there's sickness, or this person could be their wife might be their second wife, mm, due to sick death or divorce, or any number of complexities.
Mm.
So lots of time. And another point I'd like to make about dealing, about pastoring older people, is to remember that you are presenting, I think we've said this, but you are teaching the Bible to them.
Yeah.
So this is particularly for, say, women leading a women's growth group, and they might not have children, but the other people do.
Mm.
Their job is not to give great tips about parenting.
No.
There is to say, well, here's, if say we're talking about parenting, here's what the Bible teaches about parenting. How are you going putting that into practice?
Yeah.
Well, here are the virtues of the Christian life in, say, Colossians chapter 3, patience, kindness. How are you going living those out in your situation?
Or yeah.
Relating to your husband, I'm not married myself, but how does Ephesians 5, Colossians 3, 1 Peter 3 speak into your situation?
It's actually the person who's not in that situation who is able to ask the really obvious questions because they're not in that circumstance, which is so helpful for that person. So if you're in a group of, so I've heard of this happen before, that a group of mums, and the person leading is not a mum, and the person asks, I don't have kids, well, what does that look like?
Mm.
And all of a sudden, all these mums had to verbalize what they knew, but they hadn't really, and they started challenging each other on, well, I suppose it really means this, and that type of thing. So I think I think it's one of the most valuable things is knowing that it's actually not, I don't need to bring my knowledge to bear here.
Yeah.
That's not what being a leader is. My job is to point people to the word and challenge them to take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. The word of God is living and active.
Yeah.
That's what we heard on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that gives us a great basis to be able to walk into groups with people older than us and say, hey, I don't want to, I'm not trying to stand over you or anything like that, but I want to lead us in the Bible.
Mm.
I want to lead us as we have a look at it.
Yeah.
And the other thing to remember is what we talked about last week, is that if older people have signed up for your group, they are inviting you to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Good to repeat that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's about all the wisdom I've got.
Thanks, Richard.
If any. Thanks, Dave.
See ya.